The government of Barbados is having a hard time getting people to buy its new Boss Plus bonds. Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Claveston Haynes, says the government is far away from its target of $200 million in bonds.
The demand has been quite slow. I would say somewhere around $9-10 million so far.
He attributes this to some of the recent concern about the extent to which government has been borrowing money on the international market. Government advisor Kevin Greenidge this morning tells us that even those with some financial savvy are reluctant.
Persons who head up some of the top financial institutions are, have you invested in the bonds? And they say, well, you know, we're looking at it, but, you know, we're a little concerned about debt restructuring and thing.
They fear another debt restructuring. To allay those fears, he tells them that the situation leading to the default no longer exists and is rare. He says back then there was a high debt service ratio and government's reserves were being run down because of the high interest it was paying on the debt. Our question, therefore, is why can't that happen again?
Because the forces that led to that do not exist.
They
don't exist now, and they're not. So in economics, financials, etc., they're project, and this is what the ratings have done with Barbados, they will project where you're likely to be in the future from here. All reports said that we have a stable future. Our outlook is stable, meaning back then our outlook was for debt to remain at 600 on a sustainable level. Now it's for debt is on a sustainable trajectory and expected to converge to 60%. The outlook was, and the story was, that government are like mounted about 1.9 billion in arrears. Government weren't paying their debt and therefore don't do any business with government because that's unsustainable. Now the outlook is government pays its debt and will remain that.
Another reason Dr. Greenidge gives for investing in the bonds is that growth has returned to the Barbados economy and will continue into the immediate future.
A future government made up of politicians can do the kind of damage that was done before. And that's why average people have no faith.
And that brings me to my second point. A very good point, David. We wrote into the legislation that these boss bonds cannot be restructured. And at the height of the debt restructuring, they were not restructured. Savings bonds were not restructured. Remember that. They were protected from restructuring because it was believed, and it is true, that the average Barbadian, normal people, very normal persons, no extensive wealth, are the holders of this debt. So they weren't restructured then, at the height when they could have been, and then some further protection in the legislation, they are ring-fenced from any possible future restructuring.
Explain what that means.
It means that you have to get a pass, anyone want to restructure this, will have to go to the parliament and pass an act to reverse what's been done.
But you got 30 seats twice. So that doesn't stop a government from doing that.
But that's a lot. That's a real far way to go to restructure.
But you might have the majority.
Still a real far go. So you got to put everything, the whole picture. It's just not in this one piece, right? It's a long way to go to restructure that you promised not to restructure. But here's another kicker. The other thing for you, David. We carefully crafted that so that they are within a... let's say those bonds were 20-year bond, right? I would say, well, you know, David, maybe administration change, maybe circumstances hit and pressure come on. These are 5-year bonds. I could tell you almost with 100% certainty that situation will never rival in the next 5 years. So we put in sufficiently sharp maturity to instill that level of confidence that people are asking for. If they were a 15-year bond, I said, well, maybe, David, we can't see what happened. Maybe another situation arise. They have 5-year bond. What I'm saying to you, that they have a sufficiently short maturity period in a sufficiently strong environment that the issue or even the idea that it can be restructured is a moot point.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.